Coming in, let's do just a little bit of a gentle song to start off with, to kind of warm up our voices and our hearts, open our hearts up. So we'll do this as we welcome them in. I don't know, this is somebody's favorite song, I'm not sure whose. In the bowl there is a flower, in the seed an apple tree, in cocoons a hidden promise, butterflies will soon be free. In the cold and snow of winter, there's a spring that waits to be unrevealed until its season, something God alone can. If we have the second verse, there's a song in every silence, seeking word and melody. There's a dawn in every darkness, bringing hope to you and me. From the past will come the future, what it holds a mystery, unrevealed until its season, something God alone can see. All right, and there's more to that beautiful song. Happens to be a favorite song of one, kind of been coming, so that's great to have that song in our hearts. I do have to say, as people have been coming in, I have some guests that have come all the way from South Dakota, Mitchell, South Dakota, not really to see me, to see their son, but I married them 28 years ago in Mitchell, South Dakota at Hitchcock Park. So let's welcome, say hi there, yes, right back there. Yeah, and then later today I'm going to do some marriage counseling. No, I'm not, I'm just teasing. Juanita and Lowell, I'm just teasing there. It's great having you here. Wonderful to have you here. I just want to welcome you all. If you're a first-time guest, we want to especially welcome you. You are truly a gift to us. But if you are a 723-person attendance person, we want to welcome you too. Thank you for being so faithful to us. So we'll invite the band to come forward, and let us stand and stretch and get ready to sing a couple beautiful songs about God's creation. So we're celebrating creativity this morning. Please stand if you're able. Or if you want to find a window, go for it.
Lord of all creation, of water, earth, and sky, the heavens are your tabernacle. Glory to the Lord. You are holy, holy.
Song, just open your hearts to find where you feel God's presence today, where the heavens and the earth are speaking to you.
Come all you weary, come all you thirsty, come to the well that never runs dry. Drink of the water, come and thirst no more. Well, come all who struggle, come find God's mercy. Come to the table that will satisfy. Taste of this goodness, find what you're looking for. For God so loved the world that God gave us, the one and only Son to save us. Whoever believes in God will live forever. Bring all your failures, bring your addictions, come lay them down at the foot of the cross. Jesus is waiting there with open arms. For God so loved the world that God gave us, the one and only Son to save us. Whoever believes in God will live forever. For God so loved the world that God gave us, the one and only Son to save us. Whoever believes in God will live forever. Bring all your failures, bring your addictions, come lay them down at the foot of the cross. Jesus is waiting, God so loved the world.
Pray after me. Gracious and loving God, help us to break our addictions. Not just the ones individually, but the ones of our society. The addiction to make the other mean. The addiction to look at others and see them only as different than we are. Give us the strength to break those addictions so we can see those who are different than we are as us, not them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, please be seated. We've got a lot going on in our church. We always do. Next week particularly, first, if you can, get your QR code if you've got your phone out, and find this QR code on your bulletin, and you can just kind of register with us, say who you are, maybe you have a prayer concern or a way you might want to help our church and be a part of our church. You can do that with our welcome e-card. We are doing a toiletry drive. Karen, do you want to jump up and just shout out what we need to do here?
Thank you all so much for bringing that in.
Awesome. Well, thank you. And if you know anything about our church, we have worked with the Tukwila United Methodist Church for years, working out especially to folks who are just coming into this country and trying to help them. And we worked with that ministry. That's why we want to take these toiletry products down to that area so we can continue to help them. All right. Next week, we want an all hands on deck if we can. After church at 1 to 3 p.m., I looked at the weather, and it's not raining at all that day except for 1 to 3 p.m. But we know that's going to change, right? We know that's going to change. Whatever the weather, we're doing this thing. So our trunk or treat from 1 to 3. So you can come with your costume on Sunday morning if you'd like. Or if you want to just bring your costume and get ready, or if you want to hop home and get back, that's fine too. But we'll be setting up. We need your help. We need trunks. How many trunks do we have so far? We have 6. We need 16 trunks. So we need trunks. Basically, that means you pull in your car, have some candy ready to give out, maybe decorate, put on a costume or something. You don't even have to do that. Just come and be a part. We'd love your trunk. Even if you don't have any candy, we will give you some candy. If you could just bring your trunk. So how about that? Just bring your big dumper and you're there. So, so come and be a part of that if you can. Then after church today, we're going to meet right over in this area and we're going to have our first session of the shift. And I think, let's see here. I can't remember your name for Christ. For goodness sakes, what, yes, Mackenzie, yes, Mackenzie is going to share personally. Why don't you come on up, Mackenzie, just for a minute. She is kind of inspiring, this whole little class that I've got going on, because she came in to talk to me, here, I'll get a different microphone. She came in to talk to me as she was joining the church, and I did remember her name back then. Sorry, Mackenzie.
That's okay.
And she was telling me about how she grew up in the Catholic faith, and as a high school kid, you kind of struggled. What did you struggle with in the confirmation class?
A lot of things. I think I struggled a lot with the difference in conversation about the hierarchy and the dogma of so many rules to follow. Mm-hmm. And if you don't follow the rules exactly as they are presented to you, you know, you might not make it upstairs.
And you went to talk to your dad about this, and what did your dad say?
I
thought he said, just go with it. You don't have to believe it all.
That part, yes. Yeah, when I was going through confirmation and I told my dad as a seventh grader that I wasn't quite sure I believed in all of this, he said, that's okay. Just go through the motions. We all do. You don't need to fully believe it all. I'm in seventh grade. It's a lifelong journey question. So just answer the questions that the bishop is asking you in the moment and we'll figure it out later.
Right. And then, right, you kind of struggled with church after that, right? You didn't go. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. As soon as ninth grade came around and my dad said I didn't have to go to church, I said, okay, great, as a teenager.
That kind of dogma where you have to believe mm-hmm. everything just kind of turned you off. Mm-hmm. But you went to college and you met campus minister.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry. No, that's okay. We really planned this.
I think college, even though I went to a Catholic college, I was exposed. The Jesuit Catholics are typically a lot more liberal and wanting to have conversations about different faiths and wanting you to question a lot about your faith. And so being able to have those discussions and learn that it wasn't quite so much of the dogma, and it was important to have those discussions, was helpful for me.
So if I could say this right,
yes,
I don't want to put words into your mouth, but you made a shift.
I did,
right?
Make a shift.
You made a shift, and that's what we're talking about in this whole class, that sometimes if you don't believe and you feel like you're losing your faith, maybe you're not losing your faith, maybe you just need to make a shift, a different understanding. And so that's what we'll be talking about. We'll be talking about our own shifts and where we've made those shifts. So let's give it up for Mackenzie. Thank goodness she has her name tag. All right. But come to that if you can. You don't have to read the book. I've got a little summary of some of it. You'll be fine. So, all right. Our Bear Creek men, we are going to meet this Thursday. We canceled one because of the ball game, but we're not this time. We're going to be there for this one. So Thursday, October 23rd at the Three Lions Pub at 7 o'clock at Bear Creek Men, if you can come join us for that. And then in the first week of November, I've got a special guest coming to preach for me. Is a neighbor of mine who's a Presbyterian pastor. He has been to Palestine and Israel many times, worked trying to make it a more peaceful place. He went just recently, and he would like to come and share what that experience was like and the pain and the struggle that's going on in that country right now in that area, and wants to talk just a little bit about how maybe we as Christians could be more peaceable in our understanding of the Palestinian people. So he will preach, and then after church, he will also share. So put that on your calendar. Very excited to have him here. And I think that is everything. Let's ask our children to come forward. They've been busy already, I can see. So come on over, everybody. And if we have other kids, that would be great. Got our baseball player. Do they call you the big dumper? No? Okay, that's cool. All right. Well, hello. Good to have you all here. You know, we've been talking about being creative people, right? So you might be able to, what are some things you create in your life? What are some things you like to make and create? Yes? With toilet paper rolls?
Yeah.
Wow, how cool is that? Yeah, now that's being creative, isn't it? You put faces on toilet paper rolls. I have a lot of them if you need them. So, yes. Sammy.
I like to draw and make beautiful art. I once cut
Oh, yes. Jeepers. Yes. You have made some beautiful things for me, and you've given them to me. You're an awesome drawer. So that's being creative. Awesome. How about you, Mr. Mason? You've been creative? Yeah, I bet he's creative. Sure. What do you make up, or what do you do? You ever make up a... Did you ever make up, some ways to disturb church, you know? No. Do you ever make up a game? You did not. You didn't do that. So, all right. How about Emerson? Toilet paper rolls again? All right. A little bird out of toilet paper rolls. Very cool. Awesome. You like to what? Draw stuff on paper. How cool. Well, anytime you do creative things, sometimes they don't work out very well. In fact, most of the best creative things you do fail at first, right? But you can't quit. You got to keep doing it. You got to try and try and try again, because most of the best of them all take a lot of times of failure. So you have to. So there is a man who used to be in World War II. He was a great English leader, Winston Churchill. And England was being bombed by the Germans at one point, and a lot of them wanted to give up. But Winston Churchill would not let them. He said, "We got to keep at it. We got to hang in there and get through this." And they did. They were bombed and bombed and bombed. They had to go under into bomb shelters. But they made it. So he was one time giving a speech to a bunch of kids like you. And he gave a speech with just three words. But it went on for about 15 minutes. Believe it. So I'm going to give you these words. And I need some help. I need some never helps. I need like five people to get up here. Help me out. Stand up, you all of you if you could. Chris, I need a couple more. Oh, got one. Eli joins us. You want to come up and help? Okay, yes. Chris, do you want to come on up? Okay, here we go. One more. Thank you. All right. And then I need you two. You have to turn them this way, okay? So basically, very simple. We'll start this, and everybody says it. So everybody, Lily, you lift yours up. Everybody? Speech, he would say, when you're feeling like you just can't go on, remember this. Give up. When you feel like everybody's yelling at you and making fun of you, just remember this. Never, 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 never. When Pastor Brooke gets mad at you for yelling during Sunday school. Give up. Yeah. And all the people said, amen. Thank you very much. And you stay here. Yes, and while I am getting canned forever, never, 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 never give up on saying hi to somebody different than you.
Never,
come
never,
stand
never,
up
never,
and say
never,
hi.
Candy.
You can give that to me. Hey, let's just take two, no more than two. Two. Thank you. Yes, I know. All right, we will bring you back. Let's sing Hymn of Promise as you're finding your seat here. In the bowl there is a flower, in the seed an apple tree, in cocoons a hidden promise. Butterflies will soon be free. In the cold and snow of winter, There's a spring that waits to be unrevealed until its season, something God alone can see. At this time, we will take our offering, and again, I'd like you to offer up, of course, your gifts to Bear Creek so we could use it in ministry for the world, but also maybe you have a spiritual gift you're trying to nurture along the way, and pray about that and allow God to open your hearts to where you can use that. Invite the choir to quietly come forward, if you would. Just hold on. We're waiting for somebody to come back from. Oh. Thank you. Yes, let's give it up for Debbie for that beautiful solo.
Our scripture today is Genesis 1, 24 to 31. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth living creatures of every kind, cattle and creeping things, and wild animals of the earth of every kind." And it was so. God made the wild animals of the earth of every kind, and the cattle of every kind, and everything that creeps upon the ground of every kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let us make humans in our image, according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the air and over the cattle and over all the wild animals of the earth and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth." So God created humans in his image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the air and over every living thing that moves upon the earth." God said, "See, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree with seed in its fruit. You shall have them for food. And to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth, everything that has the breath of life, I have given every green plant for food." And it was so. God saw everything that he made, and indeed it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. The word of God for the people of God.
Couple of things about that passage just off the bat. We are created in God's image. Now, if you noticed, a couple of things that said male and female are created in God's image. That in the past has not been brought out by some in the church back in the day. Male and female, we are created in God's image. But the other thing is to just ask, what does it mean to be created in God's image? What is it that God is doing in this creation story? Well, God is taking out of chaos, God's taking the mess and creating something that is good, right? So that is kind of our call in this story, is to be people who are made in God's image, who take the mess of our lives and try to make something good for the world. Now, I just want to ask you a question. How many of you have a favorite spot to eat here in the Seattle area? Anybody got some favorite ones out there? Yeah, I think we normally, most of us do. This is a place that has a lot of great places to eat. Well, Cassie and Devin and Emerson and Cindy and I, when we first moved to this area, we used to love to go to a sushi place up in the Mill Creek area called, we still go there, Wasabi Bay is what it's called. And they have Emerson's favorite sushi roll. She's a sushi gal, let me tell you. Her favorite sushi roll is the Green Dragon. So if you ever go there, order the Green Dragon and just bring one piece back for Emerson, please. So it's about 30 minutes away from us now. And so on Fridays, Emerson, when she stays at our house, Emerson often wants to have a Green Dragon roll. But I don't want to go 30 minutes to go get it. And so I tried to find a different place to get sushi, somewhere closer in the Snohomish area, and I went and got it. And it was a Green Dragon roll, but did she like it? No, she did not like it. So I ended up going and getting one from the Green Dragon place at Wasabi Bay, because that's what we do. We grandparents, we're crazy, right? But again, I didn't want to do it every Friday, so I decided, you know, I'm a great cook. I thought, you know what, I think I can replicate this Green Dragon thing, but I'm not going to make it in a roll. I'm going to make it in one of those sushi pans, you know, where you put it in a pan and you put it all together. And so I went online. I even called the Green Dragon up to ask what they put in this thing and made sure I got the right imitation. They don't use imitation crab, but I did. And then the shrimp tempura, I got that right. I got all the all the spices right, and I made this thing right. And, you know, by my standards, it was incredible. I mean, this thing, I worked, I mean, here, first of all, I just want to say, Emerson comes on Friday, right? She doesn't come till 1 o'clock. But on Thursday night, I spent an hour and a half getting to the grocery store on time, late at night, getting all this stuff, getting it all ready. I cleaned the whole house, so I didn't have to do that on Friday morning. I was just going to bake this sushi thing and make it happen, and I did. And it was fantastic. And so I was so excited for Emerson. I got so excited that I thought, you know what, I'm even going to put a cherry on the top. She is gluten-free. And so I am going to bake her gluten-free chocolate chip bars. Don't they look beautiful? Anyway, so I thought, okay, now look, this is going to be great, right? So she comes, we go pick her up. She loves to watch TV right at first when she comes back. And so I brought out first just the chocolate chip bar. And I'm not kidding you, she took a tiny bite out of it this big and spit it out. Are you kidding me? She spit it out. And I said, what's wrong with it? And she said, just doesn't taste very good. And to be honest, it doesn't. There's about 12 of these left. Nobody's eating them. They're not very good. I don't know what I did wrong, but that's not good. Even Devin came in, and he's gluten-free, and he said, well, I guess it's a good first try, but I mean to tell you. Okay, so then it's supper time, and I'm getting ready for this wonderful, you know, reveal of this Green Dragon sushi roll. And I cut a beautiful little square for her, and I put it on the plate, and she doesn't eat it like you're supposed to, you know, just eat it with a, but no, she breaks it apart, and she's going through it, and she says, what's this? And I said, well, that's shrimp tempura. It's supposed to be in there. And then she said, what is this over here? And she didn't eat it. She didn't eat a piece of it. Oh, Lord. And let me tell you, talk about frustrated. I shouldn't have been, right? I mean, come on. Eight-year-olds are going to do this. But I was ticked off at her. I was kind of frustrated. Man, I spent 4 hours getting this stuff ready. Are you kidding me? So I caught my breath again. And here's what I thought initially. I am never going to try to make another thing for that girl. Never. I am not cooking anymore for her. We are going to McDonald's. I don't care. Gluten-free or not, that's what we're doing. That's what I thought. I mean, I really did. I mean, I wanted to give up, right? Because you know what? It's hard enough in this world, right? I mean, it's hard enough to keep going. It's hard enough to keep going. We got such a messy world out in this world. I mean, it's just hard to keep going sometimes. And so when you have your loved ones, you just hope, you know, you can at least do that, right? But doggone it, it made me want to give up. I don't know if you've ever felt that way in the last year, but I know I have. So what do we do? How do we keep creating, right? Because look, nobody's lived through this the way we've lived through it. I mean, yes, people have gone through hard times, but they haven't gone through these kind of times. It's always, we have to learn to be creative, to keep going. We can learn from the past, but we also have to learn how to do it in the present, and nobody knows how to do that right now but us. We're in it, man. And so how do we keep trying? How do we keep going? I think I felt a little bit like my mom and dad did when I was a 12-year-old and I had a sleepover. And during that sleepover, me and my friends, you know how 12-year-olds are, we got this crazy idea that we thought it was going to be really fun to go over to our neighbor's house and over in their yard at 2 in the morning and cut down their evergreen trees. Yeah, we did that. We cut down three of their evergreen trees. Can you believe that? Don't have a sleepover. I'm just saying, don't do that. Don't do that. We get weird ideas. And I'm sure when they looked at me the next morning and found out I was part of that, they must have looked at me like Emerson looked at that sushi dish, you know? I am, what is going on here? What did we make here? How are we going to deal with this? How are we going to creatively get Brooke to get the picture about life, right? In our book, The Shift, there's a beautiful story about a famous jazz pianist. His name is Keith Jarrett. And he used to, I think the Brubank, or is it the Burbank Five, or what is it called? Anyway, a famous jazz group. But he has the best-selling jazz album of all times. And it's called the Colm Concert. And this is a concert that he was in. He's a great piano player. And so he was doing a solo performance. And he got to this place. Where is it? Somewhere. In Germany, somewhere. In the Cologne Opera House. And he gets there, and he has certain requirements for the piano that he's going to use. And one of them is that it's in tune. One of it, that it works properly. One of it is supposed to be a certain kind. Well, first of all, they didn't have the right kind. Second of all, it wasn't tuned at all. Third, the sustain pedal was stuck and couldn't come off, so it was always sustained. And he said to the person who's doing this concert, he said, well, I can't play in this thing. I can't do this. Come on, it's just impossible for me to do this performance the way I want it to be. And so he said, no. And of course, the person who was a young gal was saying, come on, you got to do this. There's like 2,000 people coming to the concert tonight. Come on, you can do it. Get on that thing and just see if you can do it. And finally, he does. And it is the performance for the ages. You got to listen to this concert. This guy is amazing. He plays his batuti off. I mean, he is amazing. It's a beautiful, and it sold 4 million copies, this one, on an out-of-tune piano with the sustain pedal not working. All this, he just makes this happen. And I thought to myself, that's kind of what we've got to do, right? Come on, folks. We may not have the best piano to play out here in this world. Our government right now might not be the way we want it to be. Our world and the struggles it has, things are out of tune. And that sustain pedal keeps going on the wrong notes, right? I mean, so we have just got to learn to play it the way it is. Instead of complaining about what it is, we got to learn how can we use this? How can we play this piano the best we can? I was thinking about this as I was thinking about this sermon, about how many of us, I've had people come to me, and probably since COVID, come to me and say, I've lost my faith. I don't have a faith anymore. I've given up on it. I don't want to keep going. I can't figure out how to go on, right? And I do think that we get that way. Listen to what the author Colby Martin in The Shift talks about here. The piano in this story. I chose this album as the soundtrack for this book because to me, Jarrett, he's the piano player, represents the way many of us feel on this journey toward becoming a more progressive Christian. We're tired, alone, frustrated, and more than a little beat up. The piano feels a bit like Christianity, kind of clunky, out of tune, partially busted tool we have to work with. It's not perfect, yet we're still drawn to it for reasons we can't always name. The improvised record, which I highly recommend if that's not obvious, points to the surprising magic that broken people might still make when even the most improbable instruments and in the most unlikely context, an apt description of many progressive churches I know, and I'm kind of like Vera Brand. She's the one who convinces him to go, the piano player to go. the one insisting you don't give up, the one in the wings cheering you on, believing in you, even when you want to quit and walk away. I know it is hard to stick in this thing. We see signs by Christians who want to point fingers and make people off like they're going to hell and they don't deserve love and passion. And we know we don't believe that. We're different than that. We have a different understanding of Christianity. And sometimes when we see those signs, what do? We want to give up. I'm just going to throw this thing away. Well, I'm telling you, man, don't do it. Let's keep at it. Let's keep pushing. Let's keep finding a way through. Let's keep finding a way to be a church that's open and loving and cares for every single human being in this world, no matter their color, no matter their sexual orientation, no matter their age. Let us be the church. I don't know how many of you have been watching the Mariners games, but in game 5, I just have to say, I didn't watch it. It's too painful. You know, I'm a fan. And in game 4, when we lost, I kind of said to myself, you know, emotionally, I cannot go through another game, right? I need to take a long walk during this one. And so that's what I did. But guess what? The Mariners didn't. They didn't give up. They kept ongoing. And if any of you get a chance to watch Gino Suarez, not only his Grand Slam, I mean, that was great, but let me tell you, that's not nearly as great as his interview afterwards. He's got his 2 kids with him. They're sitting on his lap, and he is talking about how tough it was because he was in a slump, man. I think I could have played baseball better than he did for a while there. I mean, he was not good. He could not hit the ball, but he kept at it. He kept going. He kept practicing. He kept at it. He kept at it. He would not, could not give up. And he says in that interview, who gave him that spirit? The God we worship gave him that spirit. And that same God can give us that same spirit. We just allow it to happen and just keep going in the worst of it. And so, my friends, we're creative. We're made in God's image to be creative people. But let's be creative about our faith and find new ways where we can touch people's hearts so they will know that God matters to them, that God cares for them, that they matter to our God. And all the people said, amen. Cassie's going to lead us in a beautiful song called Beautiful Things. Invite you to sing with her if you'd like. people said, amen. Invite those who are helping with Holy Communion, if they could come forward. And as they're coming forward, I'm going to take this gluten-free cookie and break. No. I'll say, one more try. Yes, sure does. I'm going to take this bread and I'm going to break it because it reminds us, right, that out of dust comes beautiful things like loaves of bread that feed the world. And as we break this bread, we break it not only for this community but for the whole world, and we hope that this faith that we have can somehow help feed someone who is hungry out in our world. The body of Christ broken and given to the world. And all the people said, amen. And sometimes when I think about the grapes that made this wine, this grape juice, I wonder how many of those grapes fell to the ground and almost died until someone picked them up and gathered them and crushed them into new life. And we think about the life of Christ and how he was crushed, and yet out of that being crushed gave new life to the world. So the cup of Christ poured out for you and for many, for forgiveness and love and beauty in the world. Come and feast with us. We believe this is God's table, not ours. This is Christ's table, not ours. We only own it in the sense that we want to be just like that. And so we have a table that is open. You don't have to be United Methodist. And listen, you can be a great Catholic who loves all of that Catholic stuff, and you can come and be a part of who we are. You can be a gay person and come and feast with us. You can be someone who has no clue about your faith right now and come and be with us, because that's what we do. We come to this table knowing that even if we don't know, God knows who we are and that we are wonderful and beautiful. And all the people said, amen. Come and feast. sing ourselves out with this beautiful song called Thrive. It's a new one, but I just want Bathsheba, if you could go through that joy unspeakable, and we'll just try it a little bit, band. We'll try the bridge part. If we can get those words up, the joy unspeakable.
Faith unsinkable, love unstoppable, anything is possible. Joy unspeakable, faith unsinkable, love unstoppable, anything is possible. Joy unspeakable, faith unsinkable, love unstoppable, anything is possible. Joy.
Here in this worn and weary land where many a dream has died, like a tree planted by the water will never run dry.
So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire. Just to know you and to make you known, lift your name on high. Shine like the sun, make darkness run and hide. We know we were made for so much more than ordinary lives. It's time for us to more than just survive. Joy unspeakable, faith unsinkable, love unstoppable, anything is possible. Joy unspeakable, faith unsinkable, love unstoppable, anything is possible. Joy unspeakable, faith unsinkable, love unstoppable, anything is possible. Joy unspeakable, faith unsinkable, love unstoppable, anything is possible. Just to know you and to make you known, we lift your name on high. Shine like the sun, make darkness run and hide. We know we were made for so much more than ordinary lives. It's time for us to more than just survive. We were made to thrive. Joy unspeakable, faith unsinkable, love unstoppable, anything is possible. Joy unspeakable, faith unsinkable, love unstoppable, anything is possible.
And so I will try again to make a gluten-free chocolate chip cookie. And all the people said, amen. Go forth and do the same. Don't forget to join us right over here for the study.